Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to borrow your shoulder like that. Yeah, I kind of knocked out. Which apparently is the best time to lean all over a stranger. I'm so sorry. That's very embarrassing. Okay, well, I'm still very sorry. Yeah, it has been, like, the longest trip I've ever had. Well, thank you for your shoulder. It was very nice. Oh, what time is it? Oh. No, I was just... I guess they already served dinner and everything. Oh. Well, thank you. That's actually very sweet of you. I'm absolutely starving, and I never bring food on these things. Yeah, apparently food from down there tastes different up here. I heard it once on the internet, so it must be true. Yeah. Well, thanks. Double thanks, I guess. Anyway, I'll leave you to whatever you were doing. I'm sorry, yeah. No, you're right. There's really not much to do on here. Yeah. And everyone looks like they're sleeping. I did. Just me. How about you? Are you traveling alone, or? It's fun, isn't it? Terrible at sometimes, but I don't know. There's something about traveling alone that gives you more options, I guess. I don't really know how to describe it. That is, if you are just traveling for pleasure, you know? Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love going places. Oh, I'm on my way home. Yep, I thought after about, what, 3 weeks? Just messing around. It's probably time to water my plants. Oh, no, I have someone watering them, but she's just... Well, a nice way to put it would be bad with plants. Horticulturally challenged. Yeah. I know, it's really not that hard. You just water them once in a while and don't look at them. Somehow they still manage to thrive. Yeah. What about you? Is this your home trip? Okay. Sounds like fun. Hope you got a lot of good pictures out of it. I mean, you look pretty photogenic to me. Yeah? Yeah, why not? Let's take a look. Of course. Twitter is where I put all my stuff, too. It is, without a doubt, one of the worst platforms, but... You know, it gets the stuff done. And I also, Oh, nothing. I just... That account that you're following, it looks kind of familiar. Don't get embarrassed. We're just people on a plane talking about things. You'll probably never see me again. It's not a big deal. Yeah. Oh, I am very aware of that subreddit. Yeah, I definitely do partake. Of course, it's just another form of, you know. Yeah. So, do you like their content? We don't have to talk about it if you don't want to. You seem very frazzled. No, I'm just wondering. They are one of many, many voices on that platform, so. I don't know. How do you like it? Mm-hmm. I get that. It's so much easier to, you know, get stuff done when someone seems to be talking directly to you. And I think if they ever met you, they'd be very flattered that you like their content. Oh no, I'm sure of it. In fact, I think they'd be very grateful that you, as a complete stranger, saved them a meal while they were sleeping on your shoulder. I don't know. You tell me. Hey, no need for that. We were having such a good talk. And I was kind of thinking, I want to thank you in a more substantial way, if you're up for it. I think you know what I mean. And I think you want it. Do you? Because if you don't, I will stop talking about it right now. And we'll pretend it never happened. But if you do, I would gladly show you some of those things I do in those audios. What do you say? That's good. To be very honest, I thought you were gorgeous the moment you sat down next to me. I was trying to figure out how to get your number without sounding like some total creep from an airplane. Granted, I didn't mean to fall asleep on your shoulder, but I'm not really mad about it. Are you? It was pretty cozy for me. Speaking of, there's a bit of a chill in the air. How about we get a blanket over us? There we go. Nice and snuggled up. So no one can tell what we're doing. Could be anything. I could be holding your hand. Run my thumbs up and down your knuckles. Or I could be undoing your shirt. So I can get my hand on those gorgeous breasts. Don't want to wake anyone up, do we? That's right. Hush. Trust me. Let me take care of you. That's it. Don't tense up. I'm just undoing your pants. Naughty girl. Did you really not wear any underwear? Sounds about right. For a slut who gets off on my audios. Hmm. Are you hoping this would happen? And someone on this flight would realize just what a whore you are. And treat you like you deserve. Rub your clit like this. Shh. You gotta stay quiet. Every time you make a noise like that, I'll stop. And every time I continue, I'll start just as slow as when I first did it. You're so wet already. I can tell you're not far off. Tell me, did you listen to the audio I posted this morning? Yes, what? Good girl. Did you like it? No, tell me. I'm always up for constructive feedback. Which part? When you were pushed into a wall and fucked against it. Or maybe when you were being eaten out on the kitchen counter. You seem like you'd like that. I think you deserve it. For being so good. Not making a single sound. Over the blanket. It looks like we're just cuddling. No one can tell that you're a horny little slut who likes to get fingered on a plane by a stranger. Or we could show them. Get rid of this blanket. Spread you out. And I could eat your pussy like I did in that audio. But you'll get to feel it for real. All those people online, DMing me, posting, trying to get my attention. And you. You sit next to me on a plane, and you get this first-class treatment. You get my hand on your clit, running it so quick, up and down your pussy. And get me whispering in your ear, telling you all the dirty things you've been dreaming about. Oh, you're cute. Of course I know. It's the whole reason I do what I do. Because I like it. I like giving dirty sluts exactly what they want. Telling them what to do. And watching them do it without any hesitation. Knowing they hear me and think about me, but have no idea what I look like. And I could be anyone. Anyone at all. Lucky me. Of all the people, I get to meet you. And I get to make you come. I'm gonna slide a finger inside. Is that okay? Look at me. Tell me. Good girl. There you are. You do like it. You're closing your eyes. What? Are you imagining it's that strap I was talking about? Not nearly big enough for your taste. But enough to hit that sweet spot inside. Good girl. Staying so quiet. If you keep that up, your lips are going to be so bruised. Come here. Fuck. God, you're hot. I'm surprised you can't hear how wet you are. My fingers are gonna be soaked. Of course, I'd love to get a taste. But you're gonna have to come for me. All those times you made yourself come to the sound of my voice. And now you get the real thing. You get my fingers pumping in and out of you. My thumb on your clit. Oh. Some hickeys on your neck. To remind you of this. Oh. You're gonna come for me. No more imagining. This is the real thing. You're gonna come all over my hands. Come on, sweetheart. Be my good little slut. Come for me. Come for me. Good girl. Good girl. Keep bucking up. That's it. Good. Oh, you're sweet. Sensitive, are you? I can feel your clit twitch. That was fun. Here, let me zip you back up. There we go. Lift the blanket up for a sec. Look at this mess all over my hand. I see you already know the drill. Get them nice and clean. Good girl. Now, let me see how you actually taste. Oh, that's a good girl. You do taste good. In fact, I want to taste it from the source. You look so scandalized. Don't worry. I won't do it here. But I will go to the washroom. And if I happen to see you there, well, we'll find out just how many audios we can recreate 6 miles in the air.